I wonder if we could get a description of what you saw last night.
Okay, well, my son saw it first. There's four of us that saw this.
Yes.
And we're just really frightened. We were coming off of Avenue I. I made a right onto Sierra Boulevard. And,
okay.
I passed that area there. It says 45 mile an hour, and it just when I got on to the part where you can pick up speed, my son said, "Mom, can aircrafts hover?" And I said, "Michael, be quiet, you know, and stop asking me stupid questions." And then I saw him just staring. He was just staring. And so I looked up, and I saw this cluster of lights, and they were just bunch of them, and I thought it was like six helicopters, Army helicopters, just hovering over the field over there, and then there was this one white light to the right.
Yes.
And it was coming around it, like circling around these little lights all over the place.
Uh-huh.
I immediately pulled over. There was traffic in front of me, behind me. I immediately pulled over to the right shoulder of the road. I left my lights on. I left the vehicle running. The radio was on. And as soon as I pulled over, this object came straight at us, straight to our vehicle. It was huge. This thing was huge. It was black, huge. It had these triangle lights on it. And it started just come floating over. It didn't come fast. It came across the road. It floated. It kind of turned to where all you could see then was these triangle lights. All these little tiny lights kind of weren't there anymore. And it was just black. The ceremony was huge. It floated over to us. It started coming down towards the front top of the van and kind of tilted.
Yes.
And then my kids were screaming. They were trying to get out of the van. They wanted out. I just bolted out of there. I thought this thing was going to land on me. And, I mean, we were there long enough that we all got a good look at it. I could count the lights. We were there for at least a half a minute before I left. There was traffic in front of me, behind me. No one slowed down. No one sped up. No one else pulled over. I don't know what we saw, but it was one craft. And we were hysterical. I had each kid explain to me what they saw before I explained to them, and everybody's story was pretty much the same, what we saw. It was kind of like a triangly oval-shaped thing.
Okay.
It was black. It was huge. And the lights were like in a triangle, like three lights in each triangle at like the point of it, like the corners of it. It wasn't really pointed. I don't know how to explain it. And then my daughter said, see, she stuck her head up to where she could see it as I took off. She said she saw it like it turned upwards, and she saw three red lights on one side and three red lights on the other. So I didn't see these red lights that she's talking about.
Okay. Now, speaking of the size, do you have any estimate of feet or yards as to how big the object was?
Well, see, when I got to the gate, the guys at the gate, I reported to them because I was really scared, and they thought, like, the B-2, and I said it had... No, you know, I was thinking it had to be like four B-2s or more. It was huge.
Okay.
And it didn't fly. You know, it was just there. It was floating. It didn't move fast at all. It just hovered, just floated.
But at any time, did you get out of the car?
No, we didn't. I just took off. And as soon as I took off, my daughter opened that side window and stuck her head up because she wanted to get a picture. And it just disappeared. There was nothing. There was no lights, nothing. And it never made a noise. We didn't feel vibration in the car, nothing.
Okay.
It wasn't making loud engine sounds, nothing.
Okay.
But it was coming. I felt like I saw it, and it knew I saw it. I have this feeling like it saw me watching it, and it came over to me. You know, like it came to me like, oh, there's someone, stop, let's go talk, you know.
Mm-hmm. Okay, now, do you have any estimate as to how close it got to you?
It seems like it was like if I had a telephone pole sitting on my hood of my car, it was at least that tall, if not maybe another half up higher.
Okay.
I remember I was looking out the front of the glass, and it was the three lights that was closest after it started tilting, it kind of tilted. And those three triangle lights were just glaring on my glasses. I remember that. I remember that real clear.
Did that light reflect on your car at all? Do you remember?
It seems like the light was coming in the front of the van.
Okay.
It seems like it was that close that it was, or maybe it was just my glasses. I don't know. It was just like, I was really looking out. I wasn't looking down at my feet or at my purse or anything in the car. I was just looking up that out that windshield at this thing coming down, and I couldn't believe how quickly it came across the street at us, but it wasn't flying. It was floating. It was, and then how it started coming down on us. It didn't keep going or circle around us. It just kept lowering down on us, and then it kind of tilted to where it was at the same, like, angle as our windshield.
Okay. But did that object, when it tilted, did it change course or just keep going straight?
It just stayed there. It just hung there. It just
stopped?
Like it was, no, it was still coming down like it was coming towards us, so I took off. I thought it was going to land on me. I was scared.
Okay. Was it, I'm trying to get the altitude at that point. Was that eye level altitude? You were looking straight out the windshield?
No, I was looking up. I was looking up at it. So it was, I don't know, how tall is a night light pole, a telephone
utility
pole?
Utility poles? Oh, they usually run around 30 feet.
Well, then it was probably, I'm wanting to say 1.5 of those. It wasn't quite 2. I was thinking it was maybe 2, but now that I think about it, it was really close, and it was right there.
Okay.
But it wasn't to where I could throw a rocket hit or something, you know. It was, it was huge. That's the one thing all of us couldn't get over is how big this thing was, and it was just hanging there, just floating.
In a solid black in color?
Well, it was kind of like, to me it's like the inside of it kind of was like up and down. It was kind of like folded or something.
Okay.
Like if you took a paper, you know how you make an airplane, paper airplane, you fold it in and out, in and out?
Right.
It's kind of like it was almost like crinkly like that inside maybe. But see, what I was seeing was in the dark, and I was just seeing light reflecting off of pieces. So it looked like light reflecting off of folded something.
Okay.
But the outside of it just looked like bars, just looked like bars connecting where the triangle lights were.
Okay.
First I thought it was just three triangle lights connected to bars floating. And then I could see it was pitch black inside, and you could see these areas where the light was hitting.
Okay.
And I'm just really wondering, did anybody else report this? Because I just think I'm losing my mind.
No, I'm sure you did. Not losing your mind. Other people could have seen it and not reported it at all.
Yeah, I don't see why. You know, I've seen stuff like this on TV, and I say to myself, I don't believe in it, but I believe that those people really believe what they're saying. They're convinced.
Okay, now, how old were your children?
My son, the one that saw it, he'll be 12 next month. He's 11.
Okay.
And my daughter and her girlfriend are both 14.
Okay. And what was your age?
My age is 36.
Could I get your mailing address?
Edwards Air Force Base.
Okay.
California.
Okay, and where did you get our number?
Well, I had to stop the SP gate because I was just shaking. I was just crying, shaking. I couldn't believe this. And they had me there for a good 15 minutes calling different posts, seeing who was flying, what kind of test patterns, all this. Call radar and see if they'd picked up anything, and then they gave me this number and said that I could call this number and report this to them. They didn't know what else to tell me. So.
Did you, by any chance, sketch the object?
You know what? I had my kids and us, and yes, and we all drew pretty much the same thing.
Okay.
But the cluster of lights out front first, and then this thing in front of the van.
Okay.
But, you know, it was huge. This thing was huge. I couldn't believe how big this thing was, and it was just there.
Okay. Would you talk to one of our representatives if we could get someone in there?
Yeah, I would tell someone because I think, you know, I would like to know if there's a support group or something because I'm scared. My kids slept together last night. They were scared. They kept the dog in the room with them.
Okay.
I mean, this is just crazy. I'm walking around the house here with the dog with me in every room.
Okay.
I mean,
you don't have anything to be afraid of.
Why, do these things not come back and visit you or something?
Very, very seldom do people have secondary experiences. Can you count for out of your time on the road and going to and from?
Yes, that's another thing. My girl said that sometimes people lose time.
Uh-huh.
It was about 8:10, and by the time we got to Roseman, it was 8:20. So that would be about 10 minutes. If we maybe even lost a minute, I don't even think, and not even a minute. I think we lost no time at all.
Okay.
That's what scared the girls the most. They were thinking this thing had taken us up and done stuff to us, and they were saying, "What time is it? What time is it?" And I said, "It's 8:28. And what time were we there when we saw that, you think?" And I said, "I think it was like 8:15, 813, 815, maybe 810. I don't know, something around that area. I don't think we lost any time.
Okay. Though. Well, hang on to those pictures or the sketches, and we'll see if we can't get somebody to contact you.